You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Thursday, August 4th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. A judge continues the pause of Michigan's abortion ban. GOP nominee for governor Ryan Kelly refuses to concede after coming in fourth place, and officials say a toxic spill could take weeks to reach Ann Arbor's drinking water intake. Prosecutors will not be able to enforce Michigan's 1931 criminal abortion ban for the foreseeable future following a ruling out of Oakland County Circuit Court. On Wednesday, Judge Jacob Cunningham announced an extension to the restraining order he put in place Monday at the request of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The order prohibits enforcement of the state's abortion ban while lawsuits relating to the 91-year-old law are ongoing. Cunningham heard arguments for and against maintaining the temporary restraining order Wednesday afternoon before reaching his decision. A hearing on the preliminary injunction is slated for August 17th. The court finds it is absolutely appropriate given the nature of this request, and the court is continuing the restraining order, Cunningham said. Ryan Kelly, a Republican candidate in Michigan's gubernatorial primary race, said he refuses to concede to the new GOP gubernatorial nominee, Tudor Dixon, after coming in fourth place in Tuesday's election. Kelly made the announcement to his campaign's Facebook page early Wednesday morning as primary election results began to roll out. "Looks like the testing was not testing after all, and it was a release of their preferred and predetermined outcome, not conceding," the post reads. The testing Kelly is referring to in the post is believed to be a test run in which TV stations mistakenly published random election data before the August 2nd primary election. TV stations sometimes conduct data tests ahead of an election to ensure computer systems are working properly, but the numbers used were randomly generated and did not reflect actual results from the primary election. Dixon, a conservative news commentator from Norton Shores, won the Republican gubernatorial primary Tuesday, leading with about 40% of votes. Ann Arbor officials are assuring residents the city's water is still safe to drink for now following a toxic chemical release into the Huron River, the city's main drinking water source. "There is no immediate threat to drinking water," states the city's new webpage with information about the discharge of cancer-causing hexavalent chromium by Tribar Manufacturing, a Wixom company with a history of polluting the river upstream of Ann Arbor with toxic chemicals such as PFAS. Although the closest drinking water intake is in Ann Arbor, the time of travel modeling indicates it would take the contaminant several weeks or more to make its way to the city's water intakes, the city stated about the new hexavalent chromium threat, echoing state officials. Tribar notified state environmental regulators of the release on Monday after the company discovered it discharged several thousand gallons of a liquid containing 5% hexavalent chromium into the sewer system. The company discovered it Monday, but it started as early as Saturday, and officials believe much of it had already passed through the Wixom Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is how it was discharged to the river. Michigan State Health and Environmental Regulatory Departments are working with local officials to implement plans to address the situation, and there's also a police investigation, the Wixom Police Department confirmed. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.